Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Raspberry, joined with Coach Joe Lentz today for our weekly Lentz Lowdown. How are you today, Coach Lentz?
I'm good, Luke. How are you?
Good. I would like to congratulate you on winning your 350th game this weekend. Quite an accomplishment.
Well, thanks. It means I've been around a long time and had some really talented players.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the Lady Giants have been playing quite well this season as they're 5-3 on the year, but they've been playing extremely well lately as they've won 4 of their last 5. How do you as a coach expect to carry that momentum into the rest of the season?
Well, every game is a building block. Every practice we work on things to get better. And that's the whole idea. We're planning on working on things that we teach the same things. We go through the same routines. We drill on the fundamentals, and we get better as the year goes on. That's always been our approach. And so that's what we're going to continue to do.
Yes, sir. You mentioned practice in there. The injury bug has definitely hit again as Nia Clark has gone out of the starting lineup. She is the Lady Giants' leading scorer as she does average 20 points per game. How do you change your game plan and practice towards that?
We don't change our practice plan. Game plan might change a little bit. Who we look to bring the ball up the floor, who we look to run plays off of, and a couple of things like that. We've made some minor adjustments, but Nia's not out for the year, and neither is Kira Goss. But so as a result, we're going to drill and work on the same basic things that we've always done and planned on doing. If nothing else, it will instill some confidence, we hope, in the other players so that they're going to have to carry a heavier load, and they'll be used to carrying a heavier load and get better by the time Kira and Nia come back into the lineup.
Of course, you mentioned other players having to step it up with Kira and Nia out of the lineup, and Bria Wincy has definitely stepped up her offensive output. Is that something you look forward to when they all get back, all of them having this big of an offensive output for the team?
Well, I look forward to them being offensive in terms, looking to score and things like that. When you put, there's only one basketball, and I don't, that phrase is often used to describe teams that are a little selfish, and our team is not selfish, and I don't think they will be when Kira and Nia get back. But we will be capable of putting a lot more points on the board, I think, because Ambria certainly has picked up her scoring load. And Janiyah Petty, last couple of games, has really been a big force for us. A little bit more in scoring, but, boy, in every other aspect of the game. She's a rebounder. She's a shot blocker. She's gotten a couple of assists. She's really been a big reason why we've been able to win lately.
Of course, and since the last time we've talked to you, you've actually had Darius Royston come back from the injury bug. Talk about how she's actually helped the teammate when she's come back from the injuries.
Well, her first game was last Saturday against Lawrence Central, and it took her a while, you could tell, to kind of get her legs back in terms of feeling comfortable and so forth. But she adds rebounding strength to us and defensive depth inside. So that was noticeable right away. She also didn't show it as much against Lawrence Central, but she will. She has the ability to score as well. So that'll help us out.
Well, thank you, Coach. As always, we'd like to thank you for coming out and talking to us. Do you have any last-second thoughts for the Giant faithful listening?
Well, we're going to work hard at getting better. We play Lawrence North in a big conference game this Friday night. They are ranked number 4 in the state. The top 4 teams in the state are all MIC teams. And we're ready for that, and we're going to certainly work hard and do our best and try to surprise a few people around the state.
Well, thank you, Coach. We'll see you on Friday as Ben Davis is going to be playing Lawrence North at 7:30. If you can't come out to the game, we will be covering it here at 90.9 Giant, your station for variety. Thank you. I'm Luke Raspberry. For me and Coach Lentz, signing off.